Oh yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is This is a group of third-year secondary school from La Serna School in Fuenlabrada.
Today, we are going to listen to the top 10 songs of the class. Then, we are interview our language assistant. After, we are going to bring you some news about celebrities. You will have the opportunity to listen to some information about the Champions League. And eventually, we are going to speak about films.
This is a program made by Alba Navarrete.
Hello, my name is Alba. I am Small Height. My hair is blonde and straight. I am 15 years old and I like playing volleyball.
Hello, my name is Rocio. I'm 14 years old. I am age and I'm blue eyes. I love Latin dancing and ice skating. My favorite team is Football Club Barcelona.
Emma Sierra. I am Emma. I'm 14 years old. I'm blondie and with brown eyes. I like going out and I love shopping. I like swimming. Francisco Quintero.
Hello, my name is Fran. I'm 15 years old. I am a small height. My hair is blonde. I like play football and play music. My favorite team is Atlético de Madrid.
Javier García.
Hello, my name is Javier. I am 16 years old. I am a sexy boy and I like do sport.
Paula Herrera.
Hi, I am 16 years old. I live in Fuenlabrada. I am in third of a secondary school. I have brown hair and brown eyes. I am tall, I like going to the gym, and I love dancing.
And Ana Sarai.
Hello, my name is Ana Sarai. I am tall, my hair is blonde, curly, and very long. I am 15 years old, and I love dancing and singing.
And this program is going to be presented by Emma Sierra. We are going to do a top 10 of the best music. In position number 10, we have the song Loyal.
Loyal is a song by the American singer Chris Brown and the rapper Lil Wayne, and another rapper depending on the version that you listen. The song Loyal talks about a boy who doesn't know what to do with a girl. This song was released in 2014. Here you have it. I hope you like it. She be mine by halftime. I'm the shit. Oh, nigga, that's that nerve. You all about her and she all about hers. Birdman, Junior, and this bitch, no flamingos. And I done did every day, but trust these hoes.
You have already listened to Loyal. I hope that you have enjoyed it. Now, in position number 9, we have the song Dangerous.
Dangerous is a song by David Guetta and Sam Martin. It was released in October of 2014. In the video, you can see that Guetta playing Formula One with the actor James Purfoy. The song is about a boy that loves danger.
After this beautiful song, we are going to listen to another song that is also so good. Stay with me in position number 8.
Stay with me is a song of British singer Sam Smith. It is a single of album In Lonely Hour. This song became the number one in Billboard Hot 100. The Billboard Hot 100 is a music industry standard record chart in United States for singles, published weekly by Billboard magazine. Now you are listening, stay with me. Is it true I'm not good at all, but I still need love cause I'm just a man. These nights never seem to go well.
don't want you to leave. Will you hold my hand? Oh, won't you stay with me? 'Cause you're all I need. This ain't love, it's clear to see. But darling, stay with me.
After this sad song, now we have Can't Remember to Forget You, a song in position number 7.
Can't Remember to Forget You is a song by Shakira and Rihanna. It's one part of Shakira's album called Shakira. This song talks about how to forget somebody that is bad for you. The video was a complete success in 9 days, dies in half more than 100 million visits.
In position number 6, we have our song Let It Go, a song of Demi Lovato.
Let It Go is one of the parts of the soundtrack of the movie Frozen. The original song is sung by Demi Lovato, and it was composed for the film. The song in the film appears when the queen that has a problem with the ice goes away and leaves her sister alone.
Let it go!
Now we have the first Spanish song, Tocado y Hundido, by Melendi, in position number 5.
Tocado y Hundido is a song by the Spanish singer Melendi. It is one of the best singles of the album Una Luna Más, The Seven of Melendi. The song talk about a broken love.
Boxeando por los celos, y es que no puedo estar así. Las manecillas del reloj son el demonio que me tiene hablando solo. Soy el capitán de este barco roto. Soy el gilipollas que te sabe a poco. Soy el corazón bastardo de Cupido. Canjes del tuyo con cada latido. Soy como un satélite orbitando un cuerpo que siempre se enfría en el mismo momento. Soy tan solo el viento que ya no despeina el eco de tu voz.
In position number 4 we have a song, I'm sure you will like it, Talk Dirty.
Talk Dirty is a song of American singer Jason Derulo. It's one of the singles of the third album of this artist, Tattoos. This song includes the collaboration of the rapper 2 Chainz. In this video you can see a big variety of dance of a lot of countries.
Been around the world, don't speak the language, but your booty don't need explaining. All I really need to understand is when you talk dirty to me. Talk dirty to me. Talk dirty to me.
In position number 3, we have one of the best songs of 2013, All of Me.
All of Me is a song from the American singer Jolene. It is a one of the singles of this hit album, Love in the Future. The song is dedicated to young wife, the model Chrissy Teigen. The video of this song was filmed on Italy a few days before the wedding of John and Chrissy. The video has a few scenes that are from the real wedding.
And I'm so dizzy, don't know what hit me, but I'll be alright. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm my mind. 'Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves.
We are very close to position number one. Now we are going to listen to Chandelier in position number two.
Party girls, don't get hurt, can't feel anything. When will I learn? I push it down, push it down.
Chandelier is a song composed and sung by the Australian singer Sia. It's the first single of her album 1000 Forms of Fear. The video and the song has a reference to the life and feelings of the singer in that moment. This song is sad and it speaks about the life of a party girl, of the good things and the problems that this can make.
And now, the best song of our top 10. In position number one, we have Love Me Like You Do.
Love Me Like You Do is the best song of the soundtrack of 50 Shades of Grey. It's a song by Ellie Goulding. This song is about a girl who loves a man. And in the video, you can appreciate it.
You're the light, you're the night, you're the color of my blood.
Okay, with this beautiful song, we finish our top 10. We hope you had liked it. You will listen to us soon with another top 10. Bye and good morning. This program has been made by Alba, Rocío, Javi, Fran, Paula and Ana.
You're the fear, I don't care, 'cause I've never been so high. Follow me through the dark, let me take you past the satellites. You can see the world you brought to life. So love me like you do, la la, love me like you do. Love me like you do, la la, love me like you do. Touch me like you do, ta ta, touch me like you do. What are you waiting for? Fading in, fading out, on the edge of paradise. Every inch of your skin is a holy grail I've got to find. Only you can set my heart on fire. On fire. Yeah, I'll let you set the pace, 'cause I'm not thinking straight. My head's spinning around, I can't see clear no more.
Hello, we are Raquel, Jessica, Angela, Josete, Lucía, Yasmina and Sergio.
My name is Raquel, I am 15 years old, I am of average 8, my hair is brown and I like going out.
Hello people, my name is Josete, I am high, my hair is black, I love doing sport and playing football, I play in the Fuenlabrada team, Cales Hispanidad, I am 16 years old.
Hello, my name is Jessica, I am very high, my hair is brown and long, I have green eyes.
Hello, my name is Lucia, I am tall and my eyes are brown and I love dance.
Hello, my name is Angela, I'm 16 years old, my hair is blonde and my eyes brown. I love football and Real Madrid.
Hello, my name is Yasmina, I'm 17 years old and I'm dark hair and brown eyes.
We are going to interview our assistants Robert, Danny, Kay, Katie and Lisa from La Serna.
Where are you from?
So I grew up outside of Atlanta, Georgia, in the United States.
How old are you?
I'm 23 years young.
How do you like of Spain?
I like Spain a lot. It's one of my favorite countries in Europe. I really enjoyed my time living here.
Was it difficult for you to get outside to Spain?
Not particularly. Spanish people are very friendly, and I didn't have a very difficult time integrating myself here.
What is your favorite food from here?
So I like all kinds of food. I haven't really ever met a food I didn't like. But my favorite food from this area would be probably like cocido or jamón serrano or chorizo. Those type of things are very good. So,
what can you tell us about your hometown?
So my hometown is a very big city. It's located in the southern United States. It's famous for having one of the largest airports in the world, which is kind of interesting. It's a city roughly the size of Madrid.
What are you studying?
So I'm currently not studying anything, but I think I will be going to graduate school in the future, hopefully to study either business or economics.
What do you want to do in the future?
Again, I'm not totally sure what I want to do, but I think I want to work in a business-related career. So I guess I'll find out.
Do you want to stay in Spain?
I would love to stay in Spain, but unfortunately I am going to return to my country in June. So this is my last month here.
Have you learned some Spanish during your stay?
Have I learned some Spanish? Yes, I've learned a little bit of Spanish since I've been here. It's very necessary, I think. Do you think you guys have learned some English from me this year? Have I been helpful to helping you learn English?
Yes.
Yes? And do you think you'll ever want to visit the United States?
Yes.
Why?
Because
I like traveling and I haven't been in the United States yet. So I like.
Where would be the first place you would visit?
New York.
That's a good answer. Very good.
Okay, thank you, Robin.
Thank you, guys.
Hello, Danny. Welcome.
Hello, Angela. How are you?
Where are you from?
I'm from Ireland, Cork. It's a small county in the south of Ireland.
What can you tell us about your family?
So I have a big family. I have four brothers and two sisters. And my youngest brother is the same age as you. He's 15. He's going to be 15 soon.
How many countries have you visited?
So I've been to Australia, America, France, Greece, Germany, Spain, of course, England. Let me think, where else? Lots. I actually can't name them all, I'm afraid.
What do you miss the most about your country?
The rain. I love the rain. I just love being outside in the rain. Every day raining in Ireland. Yeah.
Can you tell us about the experience that you have lived?
A bad experience. So I'm lucky that I don't have any really bad experiences. When I was 20, I had a back operation, but now it's perfect. My back is perfect. That's about it.
What team do you support?
I love Atletico de Madrid. I think that they are the best team in all of Spain and the best team in all of Europe. I've been to see them play 3 times this season, and Diego Simeone is the best, and I think that they have the best players, and I really, really, really don't like Real Madrid.
Do you want to stay in Spain?
Yes, I really want to come back to La Serna next year, so hopefully I'll be able to come back, but definitely I'll come back to Spain because I love the weather. I think the food is really nice, the people are so friendly. My students are a little bit difficult, but outside of that, I really like Spain.
What are your plans for the future?
So I plan to come back to Spain next year. I want to get really good at Spanish. So I think with my Irish accent, it's going to take a lot of practicing to get good at Spanish. But I think if I keep working at it, I can get better. I have an exam today in Spanish, so I'm sure you're going to wish me the best of luck, yeah? Thank you very much. And just get better, focus on getting better at Spanish.
What are you studying?
So I'm studying Spanish at the moment. I'm studying in the Escuela Oficial, and that's about it. But I think in the future I might go back to university and might study a master's when I decide what I want to do.
Have you learned Spanish during your stay?
Yes, I've learned a lot of Spanish during my stay. I have some students who can speak English, but they speak a lot of Spanish to me, even though I tell them not to speak in Spanish to me. So that way I've learned a lot. But them students need to start speaking to me in English, because now I know that they speak perfect English.
That's all, Danny. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello, Kay.
Hi. Okay, good afternoon, everybody.
Where are you from?
I am from a little town called Durham, New Hampshire. New Hampshire is in the northeast of the United States.
What can you tell us about your family?
Well, I have three brothers. I am the middle child, so I have an older brother and a younger brother. And I have a mother and a father. And I also have a dog who is very cute. My dog's name is Tucker.
How many countries have you visited?
I have visited... I think I've visited four countries. That is Morocco, Italy, the United States, and Spain.
What do you miss the most about your country?
What I miss the most about my country is a nice big hamburger. I really just want a hamburger, and it is impossible in Spain to find a good hamburger.
Can you tell us about the experience that you have lived?
Here in Spain, a bad experience? I cannot think of a bad experience here in Spain that I have had. I know some of my friends have been robbed of their phones. But I have been very fortunate here. I have not had any bad experiences.
What team do you support?
Well, my favorite football team, soccer team, is Real Madrid. So it's very unfortunate that they weren't able to finish the season well. But, yeah, Real Madrid. Woo!
Do you want to stay in Spain?
I definitely would love to stay in Spain. Fortunately, I'm going to college in the United States when I get back to my house. So, although I would love to stay here, I need to go back home to get educated.
What are your plans for the future?
Well, as I said, I'm going to go back to college when I go back to the United States, and I'm hoping that eventually I will become a Spanish teacher.
What are you studying?
I'm studying linguistics and Spanish.
Have you learned Spanish during your stay?
Although I began learning Spanish before I came here, I definitely have learned a lot of different things in Spanish while I've been here. My level has improved a lot.
That's all, thank you.
Hello, Katie, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Where are you from?
I am from Hastings, Minnesota, from the United States of America.
Can you tell us about your family?
Sure. I am very close to my family. Unfortunately, I do not see them very often. I have been living in Madrid this entire year, and last year I was in Argentina. But despite the distance, we are able to Skype and email and communicate over Facebook all the time, and they will be visiting me this summer.
How many countries have you visited?
Oh, okay, let me count. let's see, I've been to Mexico and Costa Rica and Uruguay and Argentina and Paraguay and Hong Kong and Tanzania and Italy and France and Spain and Morocco. That's 11. Let's just leave it at that. 11.
What do you miss the most about your country?
What do I miss the most about my country? I guess my friends and family, right? My loved ones.
Can you tell us about the experience that you have lived?
Can you repeat that question?
Can you tell us about the experience that you have lived?
I got sick in December for like 4 days and I couldn't leave my apartment, and so that kind of sucked. It's not very fun to be sick when you're so far away from your family. But Lisa actually came over to my apartment and she made me homemade chicken noodle soup. And another friend also came over to my apartment and made me soup. So I was well cared for despite being sick so far away from home.
What team do you support?
What team do I support? Team of what? What specific? What sport?
The football.
The football. Boca.
And the Spain?
And of Spain? I would say Barcelona because Messi played for the Argentine World Cup. And so I have a Messi jersey, an Argentine Messi jersey at home. Specifically because of Messi and because of my experience living in Argentina for a year, I would support Barcelona.
Do you want to stay in Spain?
I do want to stay in Spain. I will be coming back to La Serna next year, actually, because I am so content and happy here this year.
What are your plans for the future?
I don't know. So I know next year I will be coming back to La Serna. And then I'm actually thinking about possibly seeing if I can teach on an island in the Caribbean, 9th grade social studies and English for the year after that, on an island that is close to Puerto Rico.
What are you studying?
What am I studying? I am not currently studying anything. I graduated 2 years ago, and I studied human rights and justice with an emphasis in Latin America, and a lot of classes that had to do with international development.
Have you learned Spanish during your stay?
I have learned a lot of Spanish during my stay. I knew how to communicate in Spanish before coming here because I had lived in Ecuador for 5 months and in Argentina for 10.5 months prior to coming to live in Spain. But as I think we all know, Spanish in South America is very different than Spanish in Spain. So there has been a lot of Spanish learning that continues to this day just because of different grammar structures and different words.
Thank you for listening to us.
Hello, Lisa. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Where are you from?
I am from Leawood, Kansas, in the United States of America.
Who all are you?
I am 26 years old.
How do you like Spain?
I really like Spain. I really like living here. I like the weather. The climate is very nice. I really like the people. The food is also really great. So, in general, I really like Spain.
Was it difficult for you to get us about Spain?
So, I have lived abroad for 3 years, but living in a Spanish-speaking country was new for me, so it was difficult getting used to the language because I did not speak Spanish when I first arrived. But other than the language barriers, it was not difficult. The people were very nice and everything was great.
What is your favorite food in Spain?
Ooh, that's a good question. I really like all of the food in Spain, actually. One of my favorites, especially now that the weather is nicer, would be salmorejo. I really like salmorejo. One of my favorites.
What can you tell us about your hometown?
Okay, what can I tell you about my hometown? Well, I am from Leawood, Kansas. So my hometown, I don't know. Actually, I don't like my hometown that much. It's kind of boring, so there's not that much to tell. In Kansas, I don't know, I guess we have nice weather in the summer, so we go to lots of football games and baseball games in the summer and have lots of barbecues. We're famous for barbecue food, so any type of meat that you put on the grill with barbecue sauce, it's really good, and that's typical food from Kansas City.
What are you studying?
Right now, I'm studying Spanish, but since we are working full-time, I'm really just working. Next year, I will go to the UK, I think, to start my master's in international business, but for now, just Spanish.
What do you want to do in the future?
In the future, I would like to open my own business related to tourism and international development. I would love to stay in Spain, but unfortunately, with the work visas, we can't stay for more than 1 or 2 years unless we get sponsored by a company. So I would love to stay in Spain, but I can't.
Have you learned some Spain during your stay?
Yes, I have been studying Spanish since I arrived, so I take Spanish classes 2 times a week. When I arrived, I could not speak Spanish at all, and now I'm, I don't know, like almost B1 with Spanish, so I've learned a decent amount this year.
That's all. Thank you, Lisa.
Bye. Thank you.
I'm an Albert Charles.
That's all. Thank you for listening to us. We hope you have enjoyed the program, and we hope you liked our assistant taste. Goodbye.
Goodbye. I think I've had enough. I might get a little drunk. I say what's on my mind. I might do a little time.
Our segment is called The Best Free Gossipers.
My name is Laura. I am very height and thin. My hair is light brown, curly and very long. I like taking care of my niece and nephew. And I love doing Zumba, which is a type of exercise. You can follow me on Instagram, LauraMogo12. And this is Nerea. Hello, what about you?
Hello, Laura. I am 15 years old. I love going to shopping and listening to music. I am the queen of gossiping at my school.
She is Laura Ben. How are you? Tell me something about you.
Hello, I am 16 years old and I live in Fuenlabrada. Currently, I am in third of secondary school. I have got black hair and green eyes. I am tall. I like going to the gym and I love to sing because I represented Fuenlabrada in an amateur singing contest. Finally, in the future, I like work in mountain police.
Now, let's listen to Jorge. Hello, what about your hobbies?
Hi, my name is Jorge. I am 15 years old and I love video games and gym.
Now, our friend Sergio, please tell us about yourself.
Good morning, Laura. I love football and I also like going out with my friend.
Now it is time for our special guest. His name is Álvaro.
Hi, I am 14 years old and I'm so glad to be here. I am tall. I have blonde hair. My hobbies are go out with my friends and going to the gym.
That's interesting. Let's start.
I know I took the path that you would never want for me. I know I let you down tonight.
Well, Álvaro, what are you going to tell us about?
We are going to talk about what is going on with...
Just a slave unto the night.
Hi, we're Álvaro Artigas and Sergio Sánchez. Sergio, have you heard about the news about Piqué?
Yes, I think that it was last Christmas.
Yes, I agree with you. It was something related to the police.
Yes, to be more precise, the police find him, Gerard Piqué, he reacted badly and he started to insult them.
Wow, it is amazing. I thought that Gerard Piqué was a polite person.
So did I. Well, Álvaro, I have to go on. It's late. See you.
Goodbye, Sergio. I hope that you have enjoyed this segment.
Now, Jorge and Laura, tell us about music.
Hi, we are going to speak about different types of music and singers. I'm going to speak about electronic music. I'm going to talk about house, dubstep and melodic music. Cedric and Locke is the first artist I bring. He's the new artist in melodic music, but he's successful. He's the new song, he is Take Off. You are listening to our second star, Elephant. The new song is Temporary Love. Yeah. And finally, we have Paradox. He's a producer and he has done remix of songs. The new remix is called Loss of the Remix.
Las emisoras las detesto por estar sonando cancioncitas de amor.
And now I am going to speak about Bachata of Romeo Santos. His name is Anthony Santos, but his artist name is Romeo Santos, the king of the bachata. He is 34 years old and he lives in United States. He is a Latino man. He has got one child, Alex, and he has abandoned him. Romeo Santos was the singer and composer of the band Aventura. He abandoned this band. Currently, he is a solo artist. He has two albums, Formula 1 and Formula 2. He is very famous in the world of music.
La bola de cristal, he perdido la esperanza. Aquí tiro la toalla, el romance y la pasión es para mí. Yo por amor, escalé muchas montañas, sin temor a una avalancha y me caí.
Sipping on something I can't compare to nothing I've ever known. I'm hoping that after this fever I'll survive.
Thanks, we like what you have just told us. It was so interesting. Now, finally, Nerea and I will tell you the last news. Nerea, let's tell them what is the news about.
We are going to talk about all Disney stars.
Do you know the news about Miley Cyrus?
No, Laura, tell me.
Selena Gomez and Miley Cyrus are pregnant by the same boy.
And do you know who that boy is?
I am not sure, but all the mass media think that the mysterious boy is Justin Bieber.
Maybe his new song is related to this.
Oh yes, that's a good observation. Have you heard the lyrics?
Yes, its chorus says, I don't remember nothing about it. It's happening in New York City.
The heart wants what it wants.
This is all for today. If you want to know something new, check our website. We hope you may like it.
This program has been made by Laura Ben, Laura Moyano, Nerea Velasco, Jorge Gaitán, Álvaro Artigas, and Sergio Sánchez. Thanks.
No more, so finding a way to let go. Baby, baby, no, I can't escape.
Hello guys, we are going to talk about the Champions League. We are Daniel, my name is Daniel, I am 14 years old, I am a medium size, I have a brown eyes and black hair, I love football and my favorite team is Atlético de Madrid. Lorenzo.
Hello, my name is Lorenzo, I'm short, my hair is brown, a little bit curly and short. My skin is brown like Turkish people. I like football and I play in a team.
Sergio.
Hello, my name is Sergio, I am... 16 years old, I have brown eyes and black hair, and I like football, and my favorite team is Real Madrid.
Javi.
Hello, my name is Javi, I am 16 years old, my hair is short and black,
I like playing billiard with my father, and I like playing poker with my cousin. My favorite teams of football are Real Madrid and Spain.
Jimmy.
Hello, my name is Jimmy, and I have black and short hair. My eyes are brown, and my team is Football Club Barcelona.
Jorge.
Hello, my name is Jorge. I am 14 years old. I am very shy. My hair is dark and short. I love football, and my favorite team is Real Madrid.
The teams that we will play in the Champions League are the best teams in Europe.
Atletico Madrid has played two finals, one against Bayern Munich and other against Real Madrid. Atletico Madrid has no cup, but this is not a problem for them because they play very well.
Football Club Barcelona has played four finals and won every game. The last cup they won was in 2010. I think that in this Champions League they will win.
Real Madrid had won 10 cups and the last Champions League was in 2014. We believe that Real Madrid will beat Juventus.
Juventus has two cups. They won the second in 1996 in penalties with Ajax and the first in 1985 when they played against Liverpool.
The last Champions League winners are Football Club Barcelona in 2010, Inter de Milan in 2011, Chelsea in 2012, Bayern Munich in 2013 and Real Madrid in 2014. We would like to wish all the teams competing in this year in the Champions League competition.
The Champions League has some of the best teams in Europe, and the match will certainly be exciting to watch. Goodbye, and thanks for listening to this broadcast.
Hello, we are going to talk about films. My name is Carlos and here is my friend Sergio.
Hello, I am Sergio. I am 14 years old. I am medium high and I have brown hair.
And we will speak about Avatar. Then we will hear from Gloria.
Hello, I'm Gloria, I'm 15 years old and I love dancing and going shopping.
And Patricia.
Hello, my name is Patricia. I'm average height. My hair is brown, wave and long. I love skating and like meeting with my friends.
And finally, from Israel.
Hello, my name is Israel. I am 16 years old. I am medium high. And I have brown eyes.
And Daniel.
I am Daniel. I'm 50 years old and I got long and brown.
Going to speak about the film Avatar. Avatar is a great film because it has great effects and it's very beautiful. The best part of the film is when Jake catches the red dragon.
In my opinion, this film is very futurist and very interesting. Perhaps in a near future we will be able to live in places like this, but not with aliens. Avatar is a film by James Cameron, and it was very difficult to make because all of the special effects. I really recommend that you see it.
Hi, we are going to speak about the film 50 Shades of Grey. 50 Shades of Grey is a film about a millionaire named Christian Grey and a woman named Anastasia Steele. In the film, Christian makes Anastasia sign a contract that says that she will not disclose anything that happens between them. Anastasia accepts, but with some conditions. They eventually fall in love.
From my point of view, the book and the film are very interesting because it isn't a typical story. I prefer the books because they describe more things in detail and the plot is more extensive.
We are going to speak about the film The Lord of the Rings. This film is about a fellowship that journeys to save Middle-earth from Sauron. The names of the members of the fellowship are Frodo Baggins, Gandalf the Grey, Sam Sagat Gamgee, Aragorn, Gimli, Legolas, Boromir, Merry, and Pippin.
The movie is about the journey that Frodo must take to destroy the ring in the face of Mount Doom in Mordor. He does this with the help of his friend Sam. In the final film, Aragorn wins the war against Sauron and finally becomes the King of Gondor. From my opinion of view, the story is fantastic and it is an excellent fantasy film. The movies are based on the books by J.R.R. Tolkien.
We hope that you have enjoyed this broadcast about films. Stay tuned for more.
Appreciate you were listening to us, and we hope you have enjoyed this program.
This time you could listen Let's Educommunicate, produced by a group of third year secondary school from La Serna School in Fuenlabrada. Thank you for listening and bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.